Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Totally happy with our starts to games. We've conceded tries in the opening 3 weeks. So that's something that we need to really focus on and get better at. But I was particularly pleased with the finish of our game. That was more Bronco-like, in that second half. And, we end up, I think the last 10 minutes we scored 4 tries, which was really pleasing from our point of view.
Hey, Kevy, it's Gordy, mate. Yeah, I must say, it had a bit of a 90s feel about it, how right at the top of the show I spoke about Brisbane, like we'd beat them up early and score our points late. To me, sitting there watching it, it sort of had a bit of a turn back moment, like back to the early 90s.
Yeah, well, I never beat anyone up early, Gordy. That was you. St George, we knew they were going to come up here full of confidence. Had a good win previous week, and they were playing some good footy. They've been heavily criticised too over the pre-season and after the trial. So we knew they were going to be up for the fight, and they certainly were. It took us, 75 minutes to actually get in front, on the scoreboard. So, yeah, it was a good, from that point of view, for our guys just to hang in there for the full duration and up against a tough side in the Dragons.
Kevy, it's Jimmy Graham here. Congrats on the magnificent start to the season. I know people like Reece Walsh and the superstar speedsters you've got in your back line will take a lot of credit, but just how impressed were you as a coach with the middle three that started the game?
Oh, very impressed, Jimmy. As you know, mate, and Gordy's always saying this, forwards win matches, and our boys, our starting boys, and then our bench that come on through the middle, I've got a lot of respect for the work that they get through and their mentality. So, yeah, we're very happy. And Paddy Carrigan had his tooth removed, on Tuesday, and he ran out, on Saturday. So he's an old-school footy player in that regard. Very tough, very mentally tough, which was, great to see. And him playing in the game was a big boost for everyone, knowing that he was going to be out there, and he played his role in the side as well. It's great to see.
Yeah, do you think Payne Haas is regaining the title as best front rower in the competition?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he ever lost it, really, that title. But, he's worked so hard over the pre-season, on his fitness. He was criticised too at different stages, last year, and he's really knuckled down this year for us, Payne. And that last 10 minutes from him, we gave him a spell for about 10 or 15 minutes, and he didn't really want to come off. He wanted to stay on, but we forced him off the field. Alfie threw him over his shoulder and dragged him off. And,
put the fireman carry.
on him. And then that last 10 minutes was really explosive for him. He set up 2 tries and just really put the game out of reach for the Dragons.
Hey, Kevy, mate, looking ahead, I haven't seen the buzz around Brisbane about the football season, and it's about every team, I suppose, but the Battle of Brisbane and, this Friday night, I think Dobbo, the member of the Redcliffe Dolphins, said that there's only 1,000 tickets left. So that's a huge buzz.
I'm a Broncos member, to be honest with you. I'm a Broncos member, and Kevin knows that. So, but despite that, Kevin, there is only 1,000 tickets left.
Hold on. You're a Broncos member, but declare your interest. You're also a Dolphins member too.
Well, I'm not going to say
basically,
that.
He's basically Don King. He'll just walk out with the winner no matter what.
Kevin, you're looking forward, even though it's not your home game, it is a sellout, and it's great for the game of rugby league that you've got two teams in Brisbane that were both undefeated after 4 weeks.
Yeah, look, it's tremendous for the game. And we knew when the Dolphins were admitted to the competition, this was part of the reason why they were given entry, is to for these one team town battles, and we get it into round 4. So, our guys will be ready. I'm sure that Wayne will have his boys ready as well. But, for us, it's about recovering, the next couple of days and getting ready for Friday night. So, Suncorp Stadium, when it's a full house, it's an amazing place to be at, an amazing event to be involved in, which we're very privileged for.
Kev, James Hooper, mate, on a serious note, wanted to say congrats. Very happy for yourself and the Broncos in terms of the way that you've started the season. You were integral in terms of getting Adam Reynolds to the club going back 12, 18 months. How important has the signing of Reece Walsh been, and what's he allowed you to do as a coach in terms of the way that the side's now attacking?
Yeah, well, they're both key signings for us. Certainly, Reno was the first one, the first big signing for a long time, for the Broncos. And it was very timely. We needed that halfback style of play that Adam provides. He's a really class, underestimated by many, I would have thought. I know he's played Origin and the like, but like he's invaluable to us here at the Broncos. Just his smarts around the field, you know, and how to control a game. And then to add Walshy at the back of that, I know he's only a young guy as well, but he just brings a lot of energy and speed at the back, which we haven't had for some time. And with all due respect to those players that have played there in the past at the Broncos, you know, Reece is just so quick across the ground. So he does really put pressure on defenders. So he's helped Adam in that regard as well. And Ezra's tying in with it all too. So, yeah, it's working well for us at the moment. And Walshy, again, last night, was pretty explosive in that last 10 minutes with a couple of things that he did.
Just on the genius of Adam, Kevy, you know, as a champion half yourself, talk to us about the tempo that he plays with and the control that he's got and the smarts to kick a two-point field goal leading into halftime. He's so well-rounded.
Well, it certainly is. And if our forwards can match the opposition, he keeps us in the game. We're in front of the game. And he's one of those guys that thinks one or two plays ahead. You know, look back to last week's game against the Cowboys when they lost Drinkwater. The first kick that he put up in the air was a floater to the new fullback. I think it was Peter Hicku at fullback. Straight away putting him under pressure. And again last night, with that two-point field goal right on half-time, no one else was thinking it except for him. And that's what he brings to the, you know, he's a step ahead. And that 2 points was actually a boost for our guys going into half-time, I think, mentally, to close that margin a little bit more. That was all off the back of what Breno can do. So, yeah, he's instrumental for us. Great captain. Typical half-back, but really smart when he's on the field, which is great.
Hey, Kevy, best of luck for Friday night. I don't think there's any two ways about it. The difference that you've made since you've come back to the club as the head coach has been absolutely outstanding. I mean, first year, you inherited a wooden spoon side and they are leading the competition in your third year. Wonderful, mate. And best of luck for round four. I know it's only 2 points and it's another week, mate, but there's obviously and a lot more football to go. But it's enjoyable to watch Brisbane at the moment. They're playing that attacking sort of flair and it's great watching.
Yeah, thanks, Dobbo, but it's not just me, mate. There's a lot of people doing some really good stuff here at the club, players, staff, everyone. So it's good to see. And we're all waiting in anticipation to see what jersey you're going to be wearing on Friday night.
Who's going to tip this week?
Kevy. Oh, listen, you can stop as well, Gordon. You're Titans ambassador. We'll take a break.
No,
come back. Thank you, Kevin Walker.
This week, mate, you've
I'm
already
going
declared.
For the Broncos this week.
You've already declared.
I am going for the Brisbane Broncos. I'll say it right now. I am going for the Broncos this week. You're always
you
back. Yeah, I was an old
there
Bronc rider. I stay
wagon.
With the horses.
He's back. And in midweek, you'll be saying you're going for the Dolphins.
What was that? What was that? What was that, Kevin?
Too, mate. The two new additions. Have we spoken about that this morning?
No, thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much. And thank you for embarrassing me last night in the press conference. I appreciate it as well.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.